one a Brahmin named Pradyumna Mishra came to Mahaprabhu and asked that I would like to hear Krishna Katha from your lips. Mahaprabhu told, I do not know any Krishna Katha, but Ramananda knows. You go to him and hear, pray to hear about Krishna. Take my name, then perhaps he will talk with you. You are a Brahmin. He is a Shudra Vaika. I was hesitating, but what to do? He went and he saw, sat for some time there, and came back and reported to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked, have you heard Krishna Katha from him? No. Why? I saw him engaged in some matter which is not very well. So I sat for some time and came back. What did you see? I saw he is giving training to some Devadasi. Devadasi means he was generally devoted to Jagannath from their young age, and they do not marry. And sometimes their character also may not be good. Generally, they are known Devadasi. So Ramananda was sent to train the Devadasi in a very objectionable way. How the Devadasi will go before Jagannath and dance and chant, sing, how the posture, gesture, their look, enticing, all these things. And so much so, for such training, he touches their private parts also. So seeing all these things, I had no regard for him. And waited for some time. I saw him busy in that matter and came away. Don't undermine the Ramananda. He master of his senses. He has not a tinge of craft in him. Even we feel trouble of sense disturbance within us, but Ramananda has got no such trouble. Ramananda has no such trouble. Only such stage can be attained, we know through Shastra. Through Bhagavata, Mahaprabhu came to say, Vikri Ritang Prajabadhu Bhiridan Kavishnu, Svadhanitu Nasuniya Tathapat Maitrija, Bhaktiṃ Parāṃ Bhagavati Pratidapha Kāmaṃ, Vidrogaṃ Āśvapahino Piyachirena Thira. From the scripture only we can understand that such stage can be attained. It is possible to be above the sense pleasure of the mundane. Amasava jivir hoye shastra dara gyan. Direct experience Mahaprabhu says. But only through scripture we can know that there is a stage when a man may be above all these difficulties, all this attachment, gross attachment. Bodily he may engage, but his heart may be elsewhere. The man may be elsewhere, it is possible. Vikritam. And only one Ramananda is of such type. There may not be Ramananda numbers, big number. Only one Ramananda, he has got such state he has acquired. Because he is well versed in that that feeling, that sentiment, that realization which is necessary in the service of Krishna and the gopis. Gopis. His heart is completely dedicated for the cause of Krishna. No selfish existence. No existence of any self-interest there. All Krishna consciousness, all Krishna satisfaction, whatever it may be, he is doing for the satisfaction of Krishna. Wholly emptied, vacant, devoted to the cause of Krishna Leela. So don't think ill of him, again go there. Then Pradyumna Mishra again went there. And the Ramananda began. Oh, in that day I could not oblige you. You have come to see Krishna Katha. How fortunate I am in this way. He began. And morning he began, and it came to the afternoon. But still he is mad in talking about Krishna. He does not know, no feeding, nothing of the type. He is mad, going on. Then when it is very, very late, his servants came. Twice in this way. To ask him to take bath and to take food, and anyhow he had to leave the talk and go. Then Pradyumna Mishra came. Yes, I have. My heart is full seeing Krishna Katha from Raya Rama. Apuni Pradyumna Mishra Saha Hai Sota. He himself heard from Ramananda Mahaprabhu and Pradyumna Mishra also. He said to hear from Ramananda Raya. Jag Ramananda Raya. He knows that is Krishna. Krishna. Mahaprabhu told that what I have heard from Ramananda, I taught them to Rupa Sanatana. I got it from Ramananda. It is also mentioned that Mahaprabhu, he took Diksha in general from Isharapuri. For preaching purpose, he took sannyas from Kesava Bharati. and for this. For Vajralila, entrance into Vajralila, he had his dikha from Ramananda Raya. He used to give respect to Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya did not think, of course none of them, neither Keshav Bharati nor Ishwar Puri, nor Ramananda Raya, they thought themselves such guru. But it is seen that Mahaprabhu is dealing with Ramananda Raya with some respect. Ramananda Raya, respectful dealings to Ramananda Raya. Oh, and it is mentioned also in their talk that Sakhi Lila Ashradiya Sakhi Vistara. If one wants to enter into this Bhagirath, then it is required that he will go to the Sakhi in the Madhura Rasa. They are master of the situation, the whole storehouse of this Madhura Rasa is in the hand of the Sakhi. They can give it to others. So Guru Rupa Sakhi, in Madhura Rasa, the Guru is sent in the form and the spirit of a Sakhi of Radhara. And Ramananda Raya was Vishakha Sakhi, and Mahaprabhu, says in the last, Viva Shudra Kivan Nasi, Kiva Vipra Kivan Nasi Shudra Kane Noy, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru Hoy. Here is a hint. Why do you think that I am learning so much from you? Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. You are well versed in the affairs of Krishna. So you are Guru. I am hearing from you. You need not. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.